You're now in the huddle with Coach Calls Timeout. Welcome to episode 40 of the podcast. This is another episode of the first quarter, your 12-minute coaching helper. I'm your host, Dan Jonker. This week's topic is a difficult one for us to flush out. We had some real trouble coming to a conclusion. Can you coach aggression, or is it inherent within each player? Let's get to the conversation with myself and my brothers Brian and Brady, and you can follow along at coachcallstimeout.com/40. Okay, so today Brian and Brady are here with me. We're going to talk about aggression and competitiveness, and we're going to discuss if that's a coachable thing. First, I want to talk about hustle and effort, because I think there's a big difference between those two concepts. Hustle and effort, I think we're all in agreement, those are skills. You can teach hustle and effort, but can you teach aggression and competitiveness? Can you teach diving for loose balls? Can you teach boxing out for rebounds and all that kind of stuff? Brian, do you have a philosophy on that? Or
I do agree with you that you can teach the hustle and the effort part of things. I don't know about the aggression. I'm going to cross sports here, but if you just look, the week after, we're taping this the week after the Chicago Bears had an onside kick at the New York Giants last week, where Odell Beckham Jr. just flat out, you could see he was scared to dive and get in and get the kick. I mean, if it was right to him, sure, he's got great hands and he's gonna fall on it. But it was one of those 50-50 balls that he very well could have gotten, but he knew that there would be a hell of a collision on the ground when he did, or if he did get it, and he just, you could tell he was scared. So I don't know that that's something that you can teach. I think that's an inherent thing, but you certainly can teach hustle and effort. I mean, that's definitely something that you can teach. I also believe that the more confident, the stronger person you are, all those things contribute to you feeling better about yourself and your abilities, and therefore might also lend yourself to being more apt to, you know, be involved in certain things.
There's definitely confidence plays into that. How do you manufacture that? Is it possible? Are there drills that you can run to find out who's competitive? And
oh, certainly. There's all the old school stuff. Put the ball on the floor and 3-on-3 type thing, box out and see if you can keep the guy from getting the ball. And, you know, those types of things give you an idea of what people have in them. In certain ways, I think you can coax some of that out of people as well. But in general, I don't know that you're going to have someone who inherently is not someone who wants to mix it up all of a sudden be diving at people's legs trying to get loose balls. And I don't know that you're going to push that out of them. But you certainly can try.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm conflicted on this because I know myself, in contact sports, I wasn't aggressive. In basketball, I think I am. But there's also a point when if you're playing against somebody that you don't necessarily like as much, it's a lot easier to be aggressive and to dive after things and try to beat them to the ball. Like, that kind of stuff seems easier. So maybe it is coachable. I don't know.
I don't know if you can teach aggression. I think aggression's a skill that you either have it or you don't. Because, I don't know, I found when we coached the girls' teams, we had a couple girls who were probably our most skilled players. But when it came to aggression, you weren't getting anything out of them no matter what you tried, no matter what you did. And eventually the girls who had the competitiveness and the skill with also a little bit of aggression, they started to surpass the people with a little more skill because they went after it. I just don't know if you can teach aggression. And aggression's something that can disappear too. Like when I played, I found myself very aggressive when I was younger, but as soon as I got an injury to my shoulder, I wanted no part of rebounding because I was so scared that if somebody hit my shoulder, it would be done. And I think there's so many little things that people are afraid of when it comes to aggression. And some people just have it. They don't care.
Yeah, I don't think that's a skill, though. That's a personality trait.
Right. That's exactly.
A skill is you can teach a skill. The personality trait. So let's say, how do you take advantage of the people who are super aggressive or competitive? How do you leverage that to make your team more aggressive? Is it possible?
Well, find situations where you can maximize that, right? Like, can you find places where you can trap somebody and put those types of people in the positions where you want to steer the ball and into the traps? And
as long as they're not in foul trouble.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. But again, that's teachable. So, you know, even the fouling part of it, that's teachable. So you can teach people how to play with fouls or to avoid fouls. But I think you can create situations offensively, even say screening and rolling and things. But, you know, you put those types of people in the positions where you know there's going to be contact and they're either going to seek it or, you know, or if they're not that way, they'll put them off the ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's to cross sports again. It's the same kind of thing. You put your most aggressive people at linebacker, and the DBs are kind of less aggressive, and the receivers are less. Like you fit for the position.
Yeah,
you want your screeners to be aggressive. You want your strong defenders to be aggressive.
Yeah, we play. I mean, when I played in college, one of the guys I appreciated most on our team was a guy named Doug Dunham, and he said, we always used to say to him, you set the best screens in OCA because that's what he enjoyed doing and he was really good at and he was proud of it. So, you know, any threes that I was making, he took you know, some measure of satisfaction in knowing that he had a hand in that. So he seeked people to hit for me.
I guess we're on the same page that yes, hustle and effort is a coachable skill and aggression and competitiveness is kind of innate inside that player's personality.
Yeah, but the aggression and competitiveness though are two separate things as well. Like I've got people on my team who I don't know that I'd trust to go dive for a loose ball with somebody, but they want to win a game just as bad as the next guy. You know, just for whatever reason they there's not necessarily the willingness to put yourself on the line to dive for a ball or, you know, those types of things.
Take a charge or
whatever. Yeah, exactly. How many guys on your team will take a charge? There's a great measuring stick right there, and I probably only have two guys that probably seek out taking charges. I have about two or three more that would take it if they happen to be in position. I got two or three more who might fake it if they were close enough, and I got two or three that would get the hell out of the way real fast.
Well, what about there's the saying, you run through a wall for a coach who's a good coach, a good talker, motivator, leader. Can you coax it out of people? There's got to be a way.
Well, okay, but if you take the description of the people I just gave, maybe there's a way to get those three guys who would run out of the way to now kind of stick around if they could fake one, and the guys who would fake one now maybe to take one. And the guys who would take one if they happen to be in the area to seek out, you know what I mean? Maybe you can coax another level out of them. But I don't think you're ever going to make a guy who runs away from it to all of a sudden be running to try and do it.
I don't know. When I look at, like, Duke, for example, their entire team is not full of aggressive personality types. And they're able to take charges just based on technique alone.
I was going
to
say,
flopping all the time.
He teaches technique, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so there's got to be a way to get that out of them. You're teaching technique and position.
But there's no technique for diving. Well, I mean, maybe there's a technique, but in general, the technique is not something that you teach for diving on the floor for a loose ball.
But there is a technique because it's like falling. There's a technique. Part of the reason why people don't dive for loose balls is they think it's going to hurt when they hit the ground. If you teach how to land, maybe they're more...
I don't think using Duke as a comparison is the right thing to do, though, because right now, someone that's coaching a 12-year-old girls team doesn't have the availability to go out and scout 30,000 high school players. Like Duke finds guys that'll
do that. No, I'm not saying recruiting.
They
don't find guys. There's no way they find 12 guys or 8 guys every year that are competitive and aggressive and willing to take charges. They just teach the technique to get in there softly sometimes and take a charge. I think there's got to, I don't know. I'd love for anybody listening, tweet us at Coach Calls Time. or leave a comment, coachcallstimeout.com/40. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think if aggression and competitiveness can be coached. I think we're kind of undecided. Good job, guys. We're really helping out people here.
We're opening up the topic to everybody.
Yeah, let's get this. Maybe there'll be another episode on this when we get some people who are smarter than us in on the conversation.
I don't know if that's possible.
Prove us wrong. Yeah. So, we didn't really come to a solid conclusion, which may speak to the difficulty of this topic. Personally, I have trouble accepting that coaches can't motivate or coax aggression out of people. Yes, there's probably a level of aggression that's inherent within each player, but I think that's just a baseline. The more you motivate, encourage, and build their confidence, the more likely they are to increase their aggressiveness throughout the season. Like most things, good coaching and leadership results in improved performance. I don't think aggressiveness is any different. Let us know what you think about this topic. I'd love to hear success stories of a timid player turning into a player that regularly dives for loose balls. You can reach us on Twitter. Our handle is @CoachCallsTime. Or go to the show notes for this episode at CoachCallsTimeout.com/40 and leave a comment. Here at Coach Calls Timeout, we're a free resource. We do this in our spare time to help coaches and kids enjoy the game of basketball. Lately, we've had some coaches ask how they can support Coach Calls Timeout. The answer is simple. Please share it with another coach. Just guide them to CoachCallsTimeout.com. We have over 200 free plays, drills, practice plans, and tips for coaches of all ages and skill levels. No registration, no logins. Just get right into it. Again, it's CoachCallsTimeout.com. We're going to take a break until the new year with the podcast, but we'll be back in January with another coaching-related issue. Happy holidays!